learning some interesting history.
Well, this is going to be fun. Mark Price is here, comedian and actor and behind-the-scenes specialist. If you've enjoyed show business over the last 30-plus years, you've enjoyed Mark Price. He played Skippy on Family Ties, but he's here because he's playing at the Comedy Shrine in Aurora all this weekend. Mark, good to see you.
A behind-the-scenes specialist?
Yes, a behind-the-scenes specialist.
Well,
smoke cigarettes behind the set?
Yes.
Some of the things I just learned talking to you off the air about old Merv Griffin shows and about John Mayall and some weird things. You have an interesting history.
I have a great life. I can't complain.
You appeared on the Merv Griffin show at what age?
14 years old.
You did stand-up comedy for Merv. And for the masses.
Did Merv laugh?
Just Merv. It wasn't just Merv. Justin Miller was there in the audience. He reminded me of the old lady.
Very funny. But he's responsible for breaking a lot of talent, you know. That's all the guys that became famous on The Tonight Show and stuff, Jay Leno, Jerry Seinfeld, all those guys were on Merv first.
Yeah.
And so he, what can I say?
You were there because your dad was also a stand-up comedian.
That's how I got to be doing comedy at 14.
Yeah.
You know, were you funny?
I followed in the footsteps of my dad, who was a comedian. We are both poor decision makers. And he taught me when I was really young to ride a bike in traffic.
Oh.
And that way I would get good at dealing with hecklers.
Yeah.
He would get me to go really slow.
Is your dad a name that we would recognize, Mark?
Probably not, because he was famous on the radio with Fred Allen in 1940.
Wow.
And he was performing in the 30s. And he went on to perform all the way through until the 80s. See, those old-timers, they don't stop. You know.
What's his name?
Al Burney.
And I know the name Al Burney.
Guys like, what was the place at the Hyatt O'Hare? There was a nightclub at the top of the Hyatt O'Hare. And I'm blanking on the name right now. And we came... It was one of my first road gigs with him. He was opening for Buddy Greco.
Yeah.
And he was opening for Peaches and Herb.
Wow.
And
twice,
man.
I came to Chicago and we played at the Hyatt O'Hare.
So he was more than okay with you following in his footsteps.
He loved it. He loved show business. He started when he was a kid. He trained me. He was like the coach in Rocky. Hit him hard. Punchlines. I can't hear smiles. And then... And my mom hated show business, and she hated him.
Aww.
And she, but honestly, she was a singer. My mom was a singer, and it's Mother's Day, so we should. I always tell my dad's story. We should share my mom's story.
Yeah, sure.
A story. She had a song with Fabian. She was on the Dick Clark and all that. She was like moving ahead as a singer, but she hated it. She hated performers. She hated the nightclub owners that were mean to her. You know, she was a woman in the 60s.
It was tough.
It was the Mad Men era.
Yes.
It wasn't the Me Too era. Right. It was the I don't know, show us your hoo-hoo era. And so,
I don't know,
is that the official title of that era?
Hashtag show us your hoo-hoo.
Wow. I didn't remember that.
And so she hated it, and she got out, and she became a cop.
Well, that's a weird turnaround.
She would rather have people shooting at her and go against the mafia
than do club work.
Do club work, which is also going against the mafia.
Most people, if they're going to do a show like the Merv Griffin show, you're going to get some butterflies. You were 14. Did it sink in? How much was it?
I had been hanging with my dad. I didn't even understand anything but his world. I was like a cat. I was like a little Catskill comedian.
Yeah.
I walked out there. I pointed at the band. I hit those jokes. I was ready.
Was it the Blue Max?
The Blue Max, of course. The famous Blue Max.
Wow.
Classic nightclub.
You may have been the youngest person to have ever played at the Blue Max.
Well, I did play in a sense because I would introduce my dad and we'd trade some jokes at the beginning of the show. But it was my dad's show, you know.
Yeah.
I was just a little... That's how I started. My mom and dad would sing and perform together.
Wow.
And they would bring me out as a baby. I was a cheap device for applause.
You were like Chastity Bono,
I know Chastity Bono, by the way, yes. And it was a similar, although,
or
you know,
Chaz, they were
a little more famous. Yeah, Chaz now.
Yeah.
Chaz, yeah.
Wow.
Chastity Bono worked on a TV show. She was in The Office on an early TV show I did before Family Ties.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And you also were talking, we were talking off the air about classic rock and roll, and there are some areas around where you live that are pretty historical.
In Laurel Canyon in the Hollywood Hills, I've been in the same place since I'm 17. Who knew?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I'd be one of those people that would never move. I moved a lot before I was 17.
That's great.
Moved out when I was 14. I was in a different place every year. And then 17, locked in.
Yeah.
Not a bad place to lock into.
Found my home. Found my surrogate family next door. They're still my surrogate family all these years later.
Oh, nice.
I adopted them.
Very nice.
They have no choice. And it's where the rock group The Birds used to live. And there's a lot of rock and roll history. Jim Morrison famously lived down the street. And,
wow.
He wrote a song, Love Street.
Great song.
And the lyric, the store where the creatures meet, refers to our little country store.
Wow.
Where I met my girlfriend.
That's excellent.
My forever love.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. How long have you guys been together?
We've been living together for a little over 3 years. And I don't know if I should tell the whole story, but we actually met in the 90s. And I was too young and I didn't understand what I had. And we all were young. And she's an actress and she had some success. She's in Pulp Fiction. She plays the cab driver that picks up Bruce Willis.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Esmeralda is the character's name. And so we went our own ways. And she actually got married and had a baby and everything. He's 12 years old now. She got divorced several years ago. We reunited.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Really cool.
And very nice.
That's it. We're both locked.
And now, if your story remains true, she will become a cop at some point.
That is possible. She hates show business. She hates me already.
This is how it happened.
And it's likely going to. We follow in the footsteps of our parents.
Yes.
And speaking of parents, Mother's Day weekend this weekend, and you are going to be at the Comedy Shrine in Aurora. And there's a special going on for all the moms this weekend.
Moms are free. It's Mother's Day weekend. We welcome our moms.
What a nice gesture. Was this your idea or someone else's?
Bring your adult kids too. Because there's millennials on the bill, so there's something for everyone, and we're going to have some Generation X versus millennial fun, and we want moms to come, and we want your adult kids to bring you.
Beautiful.
Buy you the drinks.
Go see Mark Price. The Comedy Shrine in Aurora, you can find more information at just ComedyShrine.com. That's ComedyShrine.com. We'll take a quick break and then continue next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Mark Price is here, comedian and actor Mark Price. You may know him best as Skippy from Family Ties, the old NBC sitcom, but he's done plenty of other things. Are you okay with me putting you on the spot with something? If you say no, I won't do it.
Spot me.
You and I have worked together before twice. Where?
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Okay, on the radio or?
No, in clubs.
You were a comedian and we worked together.
Yes.
And it was at the Funny Firm.
No.
I'm just guessing, an old comedy club.
That was good.
Chicago.
You owe me $5.
Okay.
Zanies in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh, my God.
30 or 31 years ago. You wore a blue shirt.
I'm wearing a blue
same shirt.
Outfit.
It's the same exact shirt. The thing that impressed me the most, aside from you being a nice guy, was you had a fan in Jerry Lewis. You told me the story about how Jerry Lewis enjoyed your work very much.
That's cool.
Jerry chose me to play him.
Yeah.
And he was going to direct me in a couple of his original movies. And we went to Las Vegas and we hung out and we talked for hours. And he loves to talk about himself, or he did.
Yeah.
And it was such an amazing experience. And then the agents got involved. Oh, I hate those agents, the CAA and the ICM and all those guys.
Yeah.
And they were like, we've got a big deal for what was the Eddie Murphy movie or whatever? The
Nutty Professor.
Nutty Professor.
Oh, oh.
We're like, at that time, Eddie Murphy wasn't attached, but they were working it. We're like, we don't want you to do Skippy in a little movie. We had a deal at a little studio to do the movie. They were like, no, we don't. We think you should wait. We can get you a really big deal. So he ended up being the producer of like Nutty Professor, but he wasn't really involved at all. This was going to be him directing me.
Yeah.
In his old movies.
Wow. Wouldn't that have been something?
You know, it's amazing. I got a lot of stories like that.
Yeah.
It's like only one.
Well, no, but
I've got a letter. I've got a letter on the wall from him.
From Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
So you must cherish that.
I don't know. Later in the time, he came out that he's not always nice to women and he wasn't always nice to people.
He had some faults.
He had some issues, you know.
His thing was he didn't think women were funny, and boy, is he wrong.
This woman doesn't really think he was that funny.
Different era. It was funny in the 50s.
I guess, maybe.
It was funny.
What you just did, though, that's how I always think of Jerry Lewis is there's words or sounds, like you just said, Flavin. For some reason, I hear a word and it reminds me of him.
Flavin is his word.
Yeah. He invented the Flavin word. All right. Catch us up with not only you, but like I said, a lot of people are going to know you, as you know, from Family Ties. You keep in touch with those guys, right?
We do. We're Teeny Others. Came up at the Improv last month and was part of a show.
Yeah.
All the cast. I love all the cast. Really, Michael Gross comes to mind as somebody who had us laughing all the time.
Yeah.
And Michael J. Fox, also a very capable comedian, we know this.
Yeah.
He could just get up on stage and riff and be funny. It's, you know, it takes a lot of years to do that, but not for someone like him. He's a natural.
Right.
And we're raising money on this tour for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. And so I'm excited that 100% of the merch sales, and we have our shirt with Skippy and Alex from Family Ties, and it says, in the 80s, liberals and conservatives were friends.
It's true. 100%.
What happened?
Right. I don't know what happened, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Friends can't even talk. Now you can't even talk if you don't agree.
But isn't it funny how the spin on Family Ties was that the parents, the Keaton, mom and pop Keaton, were of one belief, and then mostly Michael J. Fox's character, Alex, was of the other.
Alex P. Keaton.
I always wonder how that would play out today. Where would that family be
today? The parents would be yuppies now. They'd be Trumpers.
Would be, right?
Would they be? I don't know.
I wonder.
Maybe not. Maybe not then. But that did happen to a lot of those hippies. You know, things change.
Yeah.
And Michael J. Fox, I hope his health is holding out. He's been so funny on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was so funny on that episode.
Yeah, always funny. The Michael J. Fox Show is a new series a few years back was hysterical.
Yeah. I just saw him on The Tonight Show maybe 2 weeks ago with Tracy, with his wife Tracy Pollan, and he's one of those guys who just refuses to give in. You know, he's had this challenge.
He's a fighter.
He will not give in to it.
The Eternal Optimist, that was the name of his book.
Yeah. Yeah.
What an inspiration happened? Still. An inspiration still.
The younger brother, Brian Bonsall.
Great guy.
He's had some troubles.
He had some troubles. It was many years ago he had those troubles, by the way.
He's okay now?
He's married now.
Oh, okay.
And he's very successful, and he's very happy. And I'm happy he's happy. And I love him very much, and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I can give you my word on that.
You just did a horror
movie. Don't be scared of the neck tattoo.
Right.
That wouldn't bother me.
His before and after, you know, they do the then and wow. Or whatever they call it.
I'm looking at
where are they? Wow,
a butterfly.
Right. So they show the cute little picture of his little kid. And then they show with a neck tattoo and his and his mugshot or whatever. Anyway, I always want to make one like that with me, where there's like a picture of me as Skippy and then there's me with a neck tattoo. And
you just did a horror movie.
I probably look like I look right now. Actually,
I've got same.
I haven't shaved it. I have my 5 month shadow going here.
Looks great.
What's
You're
the
so
horror
tan.
Movie? Tell us about the horror movie.
I read first that you. Turned on women if you have a 2-day beard. That's in GQ magazine. It said that's most attractive to a woman. A 2-day beard.
2-day, that's it.
So I let it go 6 days. I thought I'd triple my odds. don't tell my girlfriend.
Did it work?
Don't tell my girlfriend.
No, we won't say anything.
There are no more odds. I got a forever love. It's over.
Tell us the horror movie. What happened there?
Horror movie, Trick or Treat with Ozzy Osbourne and Gene Simmons many years ago. That was my horror movie, my horrible movie.
Interesting cast.
Great soundtrack, Fastway. And just recently I got back into the movie business. I'm in a new movie. It's called Devil Music. And it's, I guess it's not quite a sequel, but it's an homage to 80s horror movies.
Oh, nice.
And stuff like that. Yeah,
very nice.
I'll see that.
I play the bad guy or whatever. That's from Satan.
All right. Well, that's a good role.
Typecasting.
What have you not done so far, Mark? What is the one thing that of all the things in show business you've wanted to do, you haven't done yet, but you might at some point?
Well, I'll tell you what I haven't done that I don't want to do is humiliating reality TV.
Yeah.
Instead, I take humiliating gigs like Aurora, Illinois.
Offered, has somebody said?
Yes, they called me. We have Where Are They Now people. They're naked on a beach. It's called Where Are They Wow. It's a nudist colony of has-beens. I was like, I don't want to be on the naked has-beens. I don't want to see, Where Are They Now people naked. You know, Willis from Different Strokes. Whoa. That's what you're talking about. When someone's naked on reality TV, they blur it with an oval.
Yeah.
And I was worried, what if they blurred mine with a period? I didn't want everyone to see my tiny blur. And that's when I realized if I'm ever naked on reality TV, I decided I'm going to pay off the guy who does the blurring. So you go, here's a hundy. Blur it down to my Nikes. Would you make it look like I've got something going on?
If you're going to pixelate big. Smart move.
Somebody wants to know if you're as cute as your IMDb pic. Just older? ?
Are you
You're
as
looking
cute?
Great. You look really good.
Thank you.
You are. You're in great shape. You're tan. That's a Hawaiian tan.
I got the little belly going on, but that's all right. These things happen. And I'm not fat. I'm an emotional eater. It's a medical condition. It means I cry when the deep dish pizza's gone.
You have two shows each night, Friday and Saturday night, at the Comedy Shrine. You can go to ComedyShrine.com, and a special Mother's Day weekend. All shows for moms are free this weekend. That's
moms,
pretty great.
Come on down. Celebrate with your adult kids. We want your adult kids to bring you.
Sure.
We want to make it a family night.
Mark, go on.
Is this a long tour that you're on right now?
25 cities this year. It's not quite like little bursts of tour. It's kind of a year-long thing. I come, I go home, I come, I go out.
That's probably the best way to do it.
It's nice, yeah. Oh, it is. But sometimes I take, you know, 6 weeks or whatever, then you get homesick, you know.
Sure.
But this is great. This is just this weekend. I'm, you know,
super.
Perfect.
Great to see you again.
Beautiful Chicago. Prettiest studio in all the land.
It's pretty great.
We're not complaining. You and I get together every 30 years, so we'll see you in...
Indeed, we'll have to do that again.
2049.
We'll go to Michigan. We'll meet in a little town somewhere. Fun.
It's Mark Price. He's playing all this weekend at the Comedy Shrine. Two shows each night, Friday and Saturday. You want to visit ComedyShrine.com for more information.
I'm glad to see you're not still on the circuit.
No,
you made something of yourself.
I did. Finally. It took a while. Thank you.
Great to see you.
Love your guts.
Thank you. Coming up, the stories that matter with Ryan Burrow from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.